a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Introducing...
This is the Cougars at 30 update, presented by Zions Bank on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey!
All right, everybody, welcome back. Cougars at 30 update right here, brought to you by Zions Bank. If I can get the right one here. Ah, yes, here we go. Kalani Sitake says, a lot of the credit needs to be given to Oregon, how they executed, not just that BYU did not execute.
Credit to Oregon because they did some things differently on defense, on offense, that with utilizing their personnel. Did a lot of empty sets. They went big and went to a lot of spread sets. We were ready for that in practice, but it seems like whenever we made a mistake, Bo Nix and the offense capitalized on it. And then if you're just looking at scheme, that's how it worked. But we were missing tackles, you know, and that's not what we... That's not. I honestly don't think that's our type of play.
Cougars at 30 update brought to you by Zions Bank. Big time banking with the home team feel that you can count on. Zions Bank is for you. More to go around the corner. NFL Roundup up next.
Here we go.
Go get it. Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback. The other guy on 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, NFL Roundup right here with you, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. It's unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Appropriate to have the NFL Roundup music as the first NFL game of the evening, a Monday night football matchup between the old Buffalo Bills and the Tennessee Titans. Bills up early, 7-0. Derrick Henry's a monster. I forget about how much of a monster he is. Massive. I like watching this Bills team. And you know what I noticed, too, is that, Scott, you've talked about how the Bills are a proud fan base.
Yeah.
In terms of fan bases in the NFL, because I think we look at college teams and go, no. College teams have way crazier fans, way better fans. But does the NFL, is there a ranking of best fans in the NFL? Worst fans have to be Cowboy fans, right? We just go.
I don't know if they're the worst fans, and the Cowboys have a national appeal to them, you know.
Yes.
And, there are certain teams that kind of have that. Surprisingly, a team like Green Bay, that's so homegrown and has that homegrown fan base,
might be the most passionate.
But they have a national following, right? But,
yes, yeah.
But those folks are. I mean, Green Bay, Wisconsin has 100,000 people. That's the population of Green Bay.
How many are they getting Lambeau? 70?
Yeah,
somewhere around there.
I mean, it's a great stadium.
Are you a family stadium. Embarrassment in Green Bay if you don't have season tickets, but you are like a lifer in Green Bay, and you're like, I mean, that's an embarrassment for the family.
That's not a question I'm qualified to answer.
That's grounds for divorce. If somebody's marrying into a family and they don't have season tickets,
but let me tell you, one of the best fan bases, the Washington football team, Commandos, whatever they are, they had an amazing fan base. I mean, folks, but you know, they've kind of almost. I mean, they're look, here. I guess here's the barometer when you say that, like. In divorces, if that becomes the thing, you know, that you're fighting over the most, that's when you have a good fan base.
Oh, you mean the season tickets?
Yeah. Yeah. When you get a divorce and it's the season tickets.
But yeah. the better part would be you get the divorce, but you both still agree to go to the games together.
Probably has happened on more than one occasion.
Yeah. That's the best.
Look, we can argue all the time, but not when football's
right. On. And there's no point in having a, you know, a situation where you have, I get to go to four games and you get to go to four games. We can both go if we could just grow up and make this thing work. Now, I can't be married to you, but I'll sit next to you at a football game and we can cheer for the
first
team.
So Buffalo, they've got a great fan base because, let's face it, they are Buffalo, right? There's not a whole lot other than the Bills to be excited about in Buffalo.
What's funny is the Rams won the Super Bowl last year and they've like probably – not the worst fans, but like fans who just don't feel like they've been really fans.
You know,
for a while.
You know who the fans of the Rams
are? It's all the celebrities.
All the celebrities.
So dumb.
Yeah. Which, you know, that's not really a fan base.
Same thing. Tampa Bay, I don't think to myself, man, what a proud group. What a proud group of fans in
No. Now, Tampa Bay, here, the challenge with Tampa Bay, it's a lot of old retired people.
Yeah.
So they've already established who they like. Same thing
so
happened
in Miami.
They refresh
every couple of years. They die, and a new group of retirees
comes in, it's like, you know. And a lot of people that come to Tampa typically, they're more Midwest people. So they're going to be Chicago Bears. They're going to be Detroit Lions. Now, Miami, that's the New York pipeline. Those folks there are going to be, well, they're going to be the, what shall we call, they're going to be the Giants, the Jets, mm-hmm. the Bills. I don't think people from upstate New York, though, retire to South Florida.
So the Jaguars beat the Colts yesterday 24-0. Indy hasn't won in Jacksonville since 2014. I feel a little nervous for your pal Frank Reich, the head coach there at the Indianapolis Colts, because they lost to Jacksonville last year down there. And it was the thing that kept them out of the playoffs. This one feels a little bit more dire.
They're a team where they kind of were close, right? And they've kind of made some bad choices. I mean, Andrew Luck retires, and that was bad luck. Carson Wentz was personally vouched for by Frank Reich, and that was an unmitigated disaster, according to the Colts. You know, and who knows all the ins and outs of that. So you kind of lose some capital there if you're Frank Wright and you vouch for a guy and he's terrible. And now they've gone the old quarterback route, which you know, sometimes it works out, Peyton Manning, and you could argue Brett Favre, and sometimes it doesn't. You know, it remains to be seen about Russell Wilson, and it'll remain to be seen about Matt Ryan. I thought Matt Ryan, if you're asking about older quarterbacks who are probably closer to being on the shelf, I would think Matt Ryan's much closer than.
Yeah, I think so too. He's one of seven quarterbacks in NFL history who've thrown now for 60,000.
You know
yards.
The guy that should have gone somewhere?
Where?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
I mean, but now he has gone somewhere. Isn't it just perfect? All the offseason crap that we talked about and all the stuff that goes on. Trey Lance breaks his ankle, which, by the way, I was reading today. It wasn't just the broken tib that he had to get repaired. He also tore a bunch of ligaments at the same time. So he ends up having to get knee surgery. He ends up having to get the bone fixed and also had to get the had to go ahead and get his ligaments fixed as well.
So he's out the rest of the year,
and then Jimmy G comes in and does what Jimmy G does and blows up my freaking Seahawks. So screw all you guys.
Well, this is why the NFL is so great, because there is this drama. I mean, we had Jeremiah on earlier, and he goes, like, there was this vendetta against Mike Shanahan and all of these things, and it's a real thing. Like, they're petty, and they have all these –
big time.
All these stupid things going on, and they just they don't necessarily go. Can the guy win? Can the guy, you know, does the guy have talent? And that's all that should matter. But it doesn't. People are just they get these vendettas, and they hold it against people. I mean, you have Johnny Unitas, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. Johnny Unitas sat and played with the Rooney's kids when he was with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They never played him.
Right.
Right? And you're just like – and did. So I love stories like this.
Yeah.
This is what I was talking about earlier about the arrogance of the NFL being just kind of right. having it rubbed in its nose.
And people who just put – including the 49ers organization who were this close to putting him out to pasture – are now relying on him to win all the rest right. of the games for the rest of the year.
Yeah. And if he's not there, what are they doing?
I mean, they would have been – they're in a bad spot.
Yeah.
They win that game yesterday because of Jimmy Garoppolo.
They probably will win their division.
Gosh, it's depressing, isn't it? All right, let's take a break here.
If you're a 49ers fan, it isn't.
We'll come back. Yeah, the Broncos' deficiencies yesterday, so much fun. so much fun.
See, there's your vendetta.
Yeah, see? No, I've hated the Broncos forever. Now, the Seahawks, I don't want to talk about it. I told you they're going to get right back to Sucksville. Took 1 week. There we go. All right. Let's take the break here. More to go here on the program. When we return, have our two-minute drill around the corner. You don't want to miss it. Online Trading Academy brings you the NFL Roundup. It teaches people just like you to make the same moves at the same time that the Wall Street elites do. Sign up for their three-day market timing course for only $99. Text $99 to 25029. That's $99 to 25029. More to go around the corner. Our two-minute drill's next. Stay with us.
It's game week for the Cougars, and the Zone is getting you ready for kickoff. The Cougars return to Provo for a battle against former Mountain West Conference rival Wyoming. Listen all week long for the best coverage of Cougar football and your chance to win tickets to the game. Then catch the Cougar pregame show Saturday at 7 with a postgame show immediately following the game. From Monday morning to the postgame press conference, your home for the best coverage of Cougar football is right here.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.